Welcome to the In Touch podcast with Charles Stanley for Monday, June 3rd. Do you feel like you don't know God as well as you should? Today's podcast helps you in that quest as we begin an exploration of Dr. Stanley's 30 life principles. Here's life principle number one.
Do you realize that God has purposed to reproduce His life in your life and through your life? And in order for that to happen, He must reveal Himself to you, and He must bring us into an intimate relationship with Him. An intimate relationship with Him is of the highest priority, and it demands something of us. It impacts our entire life. And what I want us to look at in this message today is, what does it mean to have an intimate relationship with God through His Son, Jesus Christ? Now, some people have a difficult time with that, and this is the reason. They would say, well, if God is who He says He is, and that He's holy, and He's righteous and transcendent above us, and He's sovereign and all these other things, and how can I, a sinner, have a personal, intimate relationship with a holy God? How's that possible? That's what I want to explain. Because it is possible. It is the will of God for every single one of His children to have an intimate relationship with Him, which means just being saved is not enough. Just going to church is not enough, and reading the Bible and all the rest. It's relationship. And so, beginning in this 63rd chapter of the Psalms, I want to begin in verse 1, which says, O God, You are my God. I shall seek You earnestly. My soul thirsts for You. My flesh yearns for You in a dry and weary land where there is no water. Thus I've seen You in the sanctuary to see Your power and Your glory, because Your loving kindness is better than life. My lips will praise You. So I will bless You as long as I live, and I will lift up my hands in Your name. My soul is satisfied. Listen, my soul is satisfied with marrow and fatness, and my mouth offers praises with joyful lips. When I remember You on my bed, I meditate on You in the night watches. For You have been my help, and in the shadow of Your wings I sing for joy. My soul clings to You. Your right hand upholds me. Well, let's explain that, because all of us fall into different categories. And so I want to talk about these relationships. And the first one is this. Everybody has a direct relationship to God. You say, I don't even believe in God. It has nothing to do with it. Everybody has a direct relationship to God because of who He is. Now, who is He? He is the creator of this world and all that's in it. He's the sovereign ruler of this entire universe. He is the sustainer of everything and every need. And He is the judge of all mankind. Therefore, whether you believe in God or not, makes no difference whatsoever. You say, well, how could it not make a difference? Well, God's who He says He is. And so everyone has this relationship. God is who He is. We are who we are. Now, whether we relate to Him or not is a different story. But everyone has a direct relationship because He created you, and He is sustaining you, and He's going to be your judge. So no matter what happens in life, that's who He is. So many people, all of us, fall into that relationship. Now, there is another relationship, which is a distinct relationship, and that is, I want you to notice this one, because this involves all of us who are believers. That is, the difference is this. A person who has this relationship is one who has come to the realization that they've sinned against God and that they cannot do any better. And they believe the truth of God's Word, that God sent His Son Jesus for the primary purpose of dying on the cross, paying their sin debt in full, whereby any person who is willing to confess their sins and receive Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, which means that they're willing to believe and to accept as true that His death paid their sin debt in full, and receive Him personally as their Savior, that person becomes a child of God. And that makes their relationship to Him very distinct, very separate, very different. Because here's what happens. When he does that, Not only are your sins forgiven, but the Bible says that you are redeemed. That is, you have been purchased by God in the gift of His Son to take care of your sin. And that we have the gift of eternal life. And that heaven is our home. We could go on and on and on of the things that make our relationship to God through His Son Jesus distinct, different from that direct relationship. Every single believer has this distinct relationship of having a relationship to God as a child of God and one who is indwelt by the Spirit of God, one who has been, listen, sealed by the Spirit of God, and one whose name has been written in the Lamb's Book of Life. That makes us very special. Now, there is another category, and that is the category of a distant relationship. Now, who falls into that category? Well, the people who fall in that category, first of all, let me say that they have also been in the category of a distinct relationship. They're the children of God, but a distant relationship means that while they've trusted God as their personal Savior, it's like God's up yonder. He's out there. And so instead of living a godly life, they live this life that's distant from the very God whom they have chosen to accept through His Son, Jesus Christ. They have a distant relationship. They have little or no impact on the people around them. And so while they claim to be Christians, and we're not doubting the fact that they're saved, they're not living it. And so if you ask them about their prayer life, they don't have much of one. If you ask them about their personal relationship to Jesus, sometimes they don't even know what you're talking about. And when you ask them about serving God, oh, I couldn't do that. That relationship is distant because they have failed to do what? To pursue the very reason for which God created them, and that is an intimate, personal relationship with Him. Now, that brings us to the fourth category, and that fourth category are those who are developing, who have a personal, intimate relationship with God. So there are four different avenues here, relationships. We want to talk about this one primarily. Now, if you ask somebody today, what do you mean by intimacy? Usually what they think about is physical intimacy or sex, which, remember, this is feeling, touch, seeing. In other words, it's all surface stuff. But intimacy is more than that. And somebody says, well, how can you have an intimate relationship with God whom you cannot even see? Well, I agree that probably most people don't even have a good intimate relationship with their husband or wife. Because you see, watch this. They've been satisfied with surface. They've been satisfied with the flesh. They've been satisfied with what they can see and touch and feel. Because that satisfies the surface things. But it doesn't satisfy what God placed in us, and that is a deep, yearning hunger for Himself. And so people, in their desire to fulfill that deep, deep yearning, they go after material things or people, a position, prominence, prosperity, all the rest. None of that is going to satisfy you because God created you and purposed in that creation to reproduce His life in you, which requires that He reveal Himself to you, and secondly, that we come into an intimate relationship with Him. Intimacy talks about closeness, oneness, unity. And so as we look at this, what I want us to see is I want us to take a look at what real, genuine intimacy looks like. What is it about? Because God desires that for us. And when you read what David said in the Psalms, he's hungering and thirsting and yearning after Almighty God. So what does this look like? Well, the first one is, it's a relationship of spiritual intimacy. That is, it reaches deeper than physical intimacy. And because you and I have the Holy Spirit living within us, we have the privilege and the power to relate to the Spirit of God. And when you and I submit to the Spirit of the living God within us, we can begin to develop a relationship with Him because it's our spirit and His spirit. Nothing to do with things. It isn't asking God for things. It's developing that relationship. So it all begins with a personal relationship. Then when we talk about that, we talk about this idea of a personal relationship. What's it about? It's about being open and honest and free So we're not hiding anything. We're just being who we are. And think about the times that you've prayed, oftentimes, and you told God what you wanted Him to know. And you only confessed up to a point. And you're willing to repent up to a point. Intimacy says, here's my heart. Intimacy says, I'm willing to unwrap myself, God, before you. My heart, my soul, my spirit, and everything that I am. I want you to see all of me. I want you to know there's nothing I'm holding back. This personal relationship, intimacy. Then, of course, when I think about that, naturally I'm going to think about the whole idea of trusting, because if I should ask you, if you have a relationship to somebody, your husband or your wife, if you don't trust them, you cannot have an intimate relationship. You can have a physical relationship and a surface relationship, but no intimacy. If you don't trust someone, you cannot have an intimate relationship. And so as a believer, for example, if you don't trust God, you say, I have these needs, and oh, I'm not going to tithe because I don't believe God can take my 9/10 and do more than I can with 10th, and I'm not going to do this. It's maybe the will of God. In other words, as long as you refuse to trust Him, you cannot have an intimate relationship with Him. Because intimacy is total openness and total surrender and total willingness. And you see, a person will not surrender their life to God because they don't trust Him. He may ask them to do something they don't want to do, or something they think they can't do, or something in life that just, no, I can't do that. If I trust Him, I will obey Him. And if I obey Him, it's because I love Him. You ask yourself the question, do I really and truly have an intimate relationship with Him? Do you really and truly trust Him? Is this relationship, listen, not a church relationship, this is a relationship between you and Almighty God. Not only must there be a trust in that relationship, but there must be loving in that relationship. Go back to Psalm 42 for a moment and listen to what the psalmist says here, because all of this is an indication of his personal, intimate, loving relationship to the Father. He says in Psalm 42, verse 1, as the deer pants for the water brooks, that is, he's been running and running and running and running, maybe chased by some other wolf or something, and he says, as he pants, so my soul pants for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. Could you say that you thirst for Him? Could you say that you have a hunger for Him? Could you say that you really and truly love Him? Now, I'll be honest with you about something. I can remember, I don't know exactly the day, but I remember it's a number of years ago. I remember praying and telling God that I loved Him. And all of a sudden it dawned on me, I felt like I had marbles in my mouth. And I finally had to say, God, I don't know whether I do or not. Somehow it's not ringing in my spirit. It sounds good. I've been saying it a long time. I love you, God. But on that day, it's like the Spirit of God just jumbled my words and made me realize I didn't know what I was talking about. And I began to realize I didn't really love Him the way He wanted me to love Him. I had an affection for Him. And then as the Lord opened my eyes and helped me to see, I somehow had a very difficult time accepting His unconditional love. Because I grew up believing that somehow I had to deserve it. Somehow I had to merit His love. And on that day I realized, no, I did not really love Him. I had an affection for Him. But it was the beginning of bringing me to a realization of what true, genuine love for God is all about. And you and I know that the Bible makes it very clear. Jesus said, if you love me, you will obey me. Listen, if there's any disobedience in your life, anything that you're withholding from Him is hindering your relationship, and not only that, it is an evidence that you don't really love Him. He says, if you love me, you will obey me. Now, you and I can sort of massage that verse and say, well, here's what it means, here's what it doesn't mean. It means exactly what it says. If I love Him, I will obey Him. You say, well, does that mean that if I sin against Him, I don't love Him? At that moment, you're not loving Him. When you're sinning against Him, you're not loving Him. If you have an intimate relationship, you can share your heart. You know why? Because you know the other person loves you on the basis of who you are, not so much that how perfect you are or imperfect you are, but they know your heart. And true, genuine intimacy is a relationship of awesome, unconditional love. And that's what makes it possible for two people to live through all kind of difficult situations and circumstances in their life and still just love each other no matter what. That's genuine intimacy, because it goes beyond what you can see and touch and feel. Would you say that you have the kind of relationship to God that you hunger to know Him? That you long to know more about Him? Are you just satisfied still in the Sunday school lifestyle of, well, I went to church and I heard about God and I know some of the Old Testament stories and I know about the parables. I know some of the things that Paul said. That's not intimacy. Intimacy means that all of that has created such a hunger and thirst and yearning in my heart that I absolutely cannot be satisfied with Him. And the more satisfied I am, the more dissatisfied I become in the fact that I want to know Him more. I want to know Him better. I want to know Him on a deeper, deeper level. That's what intimacy is about. And if you really love somebody, you want to get to know them. And I think all of us would like to say in our heart, if we have friends, I want you to be my friend, not because of what I have to give, not because of who I am, not all these things. I want you to be my friend because you see something on the inside of me. It's who I am on the inside that you like. And if you're in love with someone, you want them to express that love because of who you are on the inside. Because think about it, your body is going to grow, and your body is going to show some age at some point. So if you're only in love on surface issues of looks and feel, touch, and something physical, if that's it, it's not going to last. It must not be true in most people's lives, because look at how often there are divorces and separations and fussing and fighting and all the things that go on. Somebody hasn't learned what it means to have an intimate relationship. Intimacy will make it possible for you to survive a lot of things that you may have to face in life. So when I think about what's really involved here, and I think about the Scripture says, I think about also another issue, and that is this issue of openness and transparency. Because you see, you can't have an intimate relationship with somebody you're holding secrets from them. And when you think about how people live oftentimes and live a lifestyle that is not a lifestyle of openness and honesty and transparency, how can you have a relationship with somebody who's keeping secrets and keeping things from you? Well, you can't, because we go back to the whole issue of trust. What's going on? So think about this. There's got to be a personal part to all of this, spiritual part to all this, openness, honesty, love, and trust for there to be genuine transparency and genuine openness and genuine intimacy. So that leads me to the next issue, and that is it's got to be a two-way relationship. Now, I want you to listen to this carefully. Probably, if I said to you, well, do you pray? Yes. Well, let me ask you this. When you pray, what do you pray for primarily? More than likely, you're going to say, for my needs, naturally. Oh, I pray for my friends or people who are sick or whatever. Well, when you pray, how long do you pray? What do you pray about? And then, how long after you finish talking do you listen? You see, you cannot have an intimate relationship if you do all the talking.
Thank you for listening to Our Intimacy with God. If you'd like to know more about Charles Stanley or In Touch Ministries, stop by intouch.org. This podcast is a presentation of In Touch Ministries, Atlanta, Georgia.